through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim Bat, how are you?
Morena, very well, thank you. Thanks. Hey, what's the what Roxy Music song is it?
More Than This, the absolute classic.
Nice.
It's very good.
Everyone's one of my favourite albums. Yeah, fair enough.
It's one of those albums.
There's one other album I know, Fleetwood Mac Rumours, that you can basically put it on at any party. You could be with punks, you could be with boomers, it doesn't matter. Everyone will get on with that album.
Universally beloved, except for by my uncle, who's like, I will never listen to Fleetwood Mac, but I think he secretly has them like in a CD in his car or something, and he just doesn't tell anyone about it. That's my thing.
Totally.
Even if you don't listen to Fleetwood Mac, you know the songs.
You know the songs. You can't not know the songs, exactly. Yeah. Hey, 100%. Tim, how's it going? How's the garage? How's everything holding down at your end?
Everything is going okay on my end. Sorry, I'm just waiting periodically the old, because we're on a very sophisticated internet stream here and it just needs to catch up with itself a little bit. Look, everything's going okay on my end, but it would appear that the rest of the media has, stopped, unfortunately. It's super grim out there. I've just been trying to catch up with the financial news. It's sort of, we're in a phase now where all of the projections and sort of stock market stuff where it's like going to happen in the future has actually been realised in the real world now. Mm. Radio Sport is gone.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. That was a NZME station that started 2.5 decades ago, employed 25 full-time staff, and they got 15 minutes notice last week in between being on air and receiving the news in a meeting that it was all over Red Rover.
That's actually truly shocking and really sad too, because it is an institution, Radio Sport.
Absolutely. And we don't have a lot of radio sport broadcasting and the dedicated radio sport broadcasting in the country. So it's a huge blow to sports fans across the country and to the people who make a living out of it. So it's really sad to see these jobs going, and unfortunately that's just going to keep rolling. The chief executive of NZME has been making a lot of noises about how much trouble they're going to be in because of the obvious reduction in advertising revenue, which underpins all of their radio stations, and I think has been vying for some sort of, like a lot of big businesses are at the moment, a kind of special arrangement with the government to get a bit of a personalised bailout package. The Prime Minister hasn't announced one yet, and I don't think is actually talking to them at this stage. I think it's not high enough in the priority to have sort of warranted that special set of meetings just yet. But one little bit of dispensation that the government has allowed, they shut down, well, you know, obviously all workplaces by default are shut down.
Yeah.
But they relaxed the rules on some local newspapers because there was a recognition by the government that in some parts of the country, that is literally how people find out what's going on in the world around them. So, but there's just really sad anecdotal stories coming out. There was a story I read on stuff about a radio station in the Bay of Plenty in Whakatane, which employs 20 people. And these people, generally speaking, not the most connected in terms of the internet. Like, internet connection is not high statistically, and they don't really read the paper as a huge stat either. So they get their news from this radio station, and their revenue for the month of March was below half of what they would expect, and it's going to go down even more for April. So it's like, it's all of these media businesses like local newspapers, radio stations that rely on small to medium businesses. They're screwed. And then it works its way up the chain as well. I mean, Three never got sold.
I know.
So MediaWorks have still
just
got
there.
This asset. Yeah. In this environment, in this economy.
In this
on
economy,
this planet,
Tim.
In 20... exactly. So, you know, I didn't envy them before, but now they're in a crazy situation of at some point having to sell this this TV station at the moment. So it's just it's all pretty bad.
Everything gets pretty weird pretty quick, in a pandemic.
Everything does. And I'm kind of focusing on the negative a little bit because a lot of it is negative. But that's the news coming out from all of the big institutional media outlets. But the ray of sunlight on the situation is that there is a lot of cool, weird, innovative stuff going on in smaller media, popping up around the place and people entertaining themselves. And like any crisis, there will be a lot of stuff that emerges out the other side of this that didn't exist before. That's really like cool. I mean, I didn't even know this program that we're using to communicate. It sounds awesome.
It's awesome. It's just the magic of the internet. You make ways to make things happen when you need to, eh? And you suddenly realize
even just on a personal like content level, the stuff that people are producing on their Instagram or Twitter feeds is quite entertaining as well.
I'm enjoying
exactly
a lot of that stuff that's being pushed out, and it's a weird sort of silver lining to be looking for, because obviously it would be great to be able to see people just be able to do what they normally are doing, but it means people get creative as well, so there is that kind of silver lining approach to it too. What cool stuff have you been noticing, Tim?
Just a lot of people being kind of kind and putting like self-care stuff out there. I mean, Chris Park is a good example. His Instagram's just exploded. He's gotten big into felting, which is this like craft thing where you just sort of stare bits of felt and create little animals and stuff out of it.
I gotta say, I've been loving those videos. They've been really getting me through.
They've been really good, eh? So there's just a lot of people doing, as you pointed out, Tess, like, you know, way higher quality Instagram content, for example.
But everyone's a vlogger.
I don't have... I'm only going to toot my horn a little bit, just because I've been so with my head up my own ass that I haven't had time to pay attention to other people doing other cool projects. But like, I've started a little web streaming show in my garage, gone very Wayne's World on it, which has been a ton of fun. And it's one of those shoves for people who wanted to try something different but kind of didn't have exactly the right reason. Now it's like, oh, well, I may as well give it a crack now while we're in lockdown. So there's a lot of internet-based cool stuff going on.
And you do get that lovely international solidarity that goes on of, like, lots of people, not just in New Zealand, all around the world are similarly at home at the moment. So you can have these conversations that time zones don't necessarily always allow for, or, you know, what you're actually getting up to during the day doesn't necessarily allow for. Suddenly we're all kind of in the same space, and so you do get these quite interesting conversations happening across the globe.
That's it. Hey, here's one weird stat while I have you guys, though.
Seeing
as I'm supposed to be doing media commentary. Apparently, podcast numbers have actually ticked down, which was very unexpected. Yeah, so what they suspect has happened is because podcast listening is so tied into people's routines around things like exercising, commuting, being in the car on the weekends, and because people aren't doing that now, that sort of regular time when they would be listening to podcast shows has gone away. So everyone was expecting it to be this huge boom for podcasts, but interestingly, the numbers have actually gone down a little bit.
That's really interesting. That is really interesting. Not at all what I would have expected, but it is. Yeah. It's going to be a strange time for media. It's also going to be an interesting and kind of amazing time in some ways too. And it's good to chat to you about it, Tim. So thank you for having a yarn with us this morning. When can people tune in to the next edition of The Happening Show, your Wayne's World project?
I don't know, man. It's like when I can kind of put all the pieces together. So the best thing to do is if you go to facebook.com/thisishappeningshow and I'll publish the streams when they're going to go up on there.
That sounds fantastic. We will see you on the internet then.
See you on the internet, guys.
See you, Tim. Cheers.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. If you